Well, a good and great day, family of God. Welcome back to the Living Wordcast. This is Pastor Michael Chalcott coming to you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And before we move on to anything else, I need to take a serious moment here and sincerely say that I am so very sorry for not releasing new episodes every day like I promised. I have been so overwhelmed and so focused on trying to create this project called The Bible Lens. And with that being said, your patience and support with this channel has not gone unnoticed. And the truth is, I've been working so very hard behind the scenes on something that I believe will be a blessing to us all. A brand new platform called thebiblelens.com. And let me tell you a little bit about it. The Bible Lens is more than just a website. It's a Christian social hub and Bible hub, all together, made into one, where we can grow together in the Word of God and in community. It features a community feed to connect with other believers, a prayer wall where we can lift each other up in prayer, private prayer journals that nobody else can see except for you and God, a full note and journaling system with the Bible, a parallel Bible reading experience so you can study different translations side by side, and so, so much more. And there's so much that I could tell you about this project, but it would take me forever. It's a place where we can encourage one another, share testimonies, grow in our faith, and be a part of something so much bigger, a family grounded in Christ. As a part of this new journey, I've also made the decision to move the Living Wordcast directly to thebiblelens.com. So from now on, all podcast episodes will be available on the devotionals page of the website, thebiblelens.com. So if you're looking for your favorite teaching or want to catch up on missed episodes, you'll find them all on thebiblelens.com. And that's not all. We're bringing the Word live to you as well. So starting Sunday, April 20th, 2025 at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll begin live streaming our weekly church services every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. You can see the schedule on thebiblelens.com. So mark your calendars, because I really want you to come into this experience with me. We'll be worshiping, praying, and diving deep into God's Word together. Now, I don't want to just make an announcement today. I want to uplift you with some scripture as well that has been on my heart during this season of building and trusting God. So Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 from the ESV says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And then we look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, which says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." And then you look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." And finally, dear brothers and sisters, I want to give you Psalm 133, verse 1. "Behold, how good and pleasant is it when brothers dwell in unity." We're in this together, friends. The wait is over. The Word is alive and the family is growing. So come and be a part of this next chapter. Visit thebiblelens.com, join and register, be a part of this amazing project, and let's lift up the name of Jesus like we've never done before. May God bless you. I love you so deeply, and I can't wait to connect with you all on thebiblelens.com. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you later today.